Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
Tom Holmes.
Yes, please.
And me, Craig Hazel. It's the last one. It's the last one of the season. Of the season, I should add.
Of the season.
That would be a terrible way to go out, wouldn't it? That would be some Soprano shit right there.
Imagine that.
Fade to black. Just halfway through the episode, the music just starts. That's it.
Yeah.
Done.
Journey comes on and that's it. Boom. But last one of the season. For anyone who didn't know what Journey was, Tom was just confirming for the 0.3% of people who were like, what's Journey? But yeah, so it is end of the season, which is a bit of a mad one, isn't it? It's gone by quick.
Yeah, loved it. I loved it.
You've loved it because you've done well.
Such a fan. Such a fan of this season.
I'm sure.
Incredibly
I'm sure you are.
Happy at the moment.
But a lot to talk about football-wise. So obviously fantasy football's over, but it doesn't mean we've gone. We said we'd be here at the end. We always do a little recap. Traditionally, the boys have been for a drink, haven't you?
I'm glad you mentioned it, actually, because now I feel like I can rattle my eyes.
No, you do it. You rattle your eyes.
Craig's coming in drinking a bloody Heineken, the lad. Just seen a video of it.
Took it from the work fridge. So
yeah.
I'm still at work.
Innit?
So that's how it happens. Ooh. So yeah, you know, pretty crazy job. That's telly folks. So hopefully, listeners, you'll indulge us, obviously, just having a bit of fun with this one. There's not as much, not that we do much stat stuff anyway, but there's a bit less.
I was going to say, if you're tuning in for massive stat stuff, as you usually do, then you're out of luck.
There's only really one stat people care about, isn't there? Who's fourth? Who's fifth? Just like those little details, like in real detail. Yeah.
Who's retired? Yeah. Is the main one.
On the off chance, though, if you're into three lads having a self-congratulatory wank off, you're in the right place.
That's essentially what it's going to be like. We should be masturbating each other and rubbing each other's chests while we'd sort of like stroke our award on each other.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Circle Jerk podcast. And we're here. But no, it is the final game week. We did say it's always a bit mad, isn't it? There's that famous like Stoke battering Liverpool 6-1. Some stupid games with stupid goals, and it delivered. There were a lot of goals.
It did. Man. It was mad. I watched it down the pub. You know, I haven't done that a lot this season. That was something that I used to do a lot in my prime, and I didn't do a lot this season, but I went down to the pub at 3 o'clock of a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I watched the results come in. They were showing the Middlesbrough Liverpool game.
Yeah.
And obviously, as an Arsenal fan, I was hugely invested in that. And it was going quite well at the time.
It was.
But yeah, it was a mental game. Within, I think, the first 10 minutes, Harry Kane had scored a brace and Koscielny had been sent off.
Yeah, it was a bit of a mad one. And although there's no point us going into like who got an assist in Leicester Bournemouth and whatever, and Burnley West Ham, although I got that very wrong, I thought West Ham would lose. There's definitely things that happened on that day that would have affected people's mini leagues. Harry Kane, somewhere in the world, won someone a mini league in those last 2 weeks. 7 goals in 2 games.
Definitely.
Madness. Well, the fact that Spurs won 7-1 is just...
I think a lot of people the week before would have just pipped ahead of their mini league, and then that Harry Kane thing's totally fucked them.
Yeah, whoever captained, you know, or triple captained, a guy in my mini league triple captained Harry Kane last week.
Yeah,
on
really?
Last week, because he had forgotten
to use
it.
In your champagne and dancing mini league. Yeah.
He actually scored 41 points in his last 2 weeks.
Really?
And that's
so
not,
does that mean that you need to nosh him off then, the geezer who beat you in the league? Like, you nosh him off, then your mate noshes you off.
That's right. Yeah, we need it's basically a human centipede with crab cakes.
That's
how it works. So it's something like that. But he would have definitely won some people some mini leagues, Harry Kane. And then going on to actual real football, did you ever think, as an Arsenal fan, Tom, I mean, did you really think you were going to get fourth?
No, not really. I, do you know what? Like I say, I was down the pub and I was watching it, and Barra held on 0-0 until just before half time.
We're jamming.
It was like 44 minutes and it was inevitable they were going to score. And I was like, did they hold on? If they hold on till half time, maybe. And they conceded just before half time.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, as a neutral, Ash, it looked like Liverpool and City were always going to do it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just knew the stench of failure hanging around
Arsenal. Do you know what? It wasn't even City. It was just Liverpool that I was looking at, and it was that game. And I even realised the ridiculousness of the situation when I was there. I was like, I'm sitting here as an Arsenal fan, cheering on Borough against Liverpool on the last game of the season so that we get fourth. I recognised the ridiculousness of the situation. I really did.
Well, I took a gamble and brought in Sturridge, thinking he might get a start because it could be his last game, which was right. And then he did shit all. So I
was, But do you know what? It was a good shout. Like, it was that was your little tip for the week last week.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
I know. But you know, there was some silly results overall, weren't there?
There was. It was mad.
You know, Arsenal. Koscielny obviously get himself sent off. That would have annoyed people. If you remember last season, last game of the season. Last year, I lost my other mini league because Chris Smalling scored an own goal with the last kick of the game.
And I won my other work mini league against the friend of the pod, Jack Saunders, because of that Smalling sending off. So I was fucking laughing.
But there were goals for FPL favourites. Arsenal, Everton, Sanchez got a goal, Lukaku got a goal. West Ham beat Burnley 2-1. But if you remember, Ash last week actually said that Sam Vokes was a good kind of outside pick and he got another goal. To get 4-3. Ash picked him. That was a great pick. Andre Ayew scored. Is he going to be... He's good. If he's fit for a whole season, he's a good player though, Ash. Ayew.
Yeah, I think maybe we got the wrong one. Because the other Ayew scores every week now as well, doesn't he?
No, Jordan Ayew doesn't. He got a goal this week, but he's just he's like an industrious centre forward. If he was a Crystal Maze zone, he'd be the industrial zone.
Ash is from that like retro, Ayew is a great pick sort of vibe, didn't you?
No, I picked him in his first season at Swansea on the website pick when we actually put it out on the line. When he first signed for Swansea,
really?
He's a very good player, very good player.
But not now, surely.
He's not old.
I think him and a couple of players we've brought him and Snodgrass and basically just ruined their careers. But so if they bounce back next year,
he's a better player than Snodgrass, Andre Ayew.
Yeah, but what I mean is they're both good players who we brought. So we've been stealing the better players from the teams below us, which is a good strategy.
Chelsea beat Sunderland 5-1 predictably, and someone triple captain William.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Who was it? I can't remember.
It was a bit of a mad one. He triple captain with a goal.
Oh, shit.
Not that it was a huge success, obviously, but he got a goal. And Batshuayi gets two goals. He's just like funnier on Twitter than he is at football, but he's, you know, gets another couple of goals. The goal that wins him the title, bangs in two against Sunderland. He's happy.
And there was the... How do you boys feel about that 26-minute guard of honour or whatever for John Terry?
I thought the hour-long goodbye speech was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it just went on. And then the Sky people looked like, oh, is he going to put the mic down? Like, can we cut to anything else?
It was the tribute video from his mum I didn't understand.
Imagine being that invested in that geezer and just getting tearful about
it. If they did, what number was Omri?
Impartial.
14.
If they substituted Omri up in the 14th,
That's Thierry Omri. That's a very different than John fucking goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah, you know, he's right. It is different, isn't it? Because Terry's won loads of stuff. So, yeah.
No, sorry. Thierry Omri's won a lot of fucking shit. And if you want to have me and you, like, fucking have this out right now.
Guys, I don't like it.
Ever way you see. No, I don't care. No, you two row all the fucking time. I'm going to have a row with Ash now. John Terry is a fucking scumbag, right? He is a fucking scumbag. If you were Chelsea faithful, if he weren't playing for Chelsea, you'd think he's a fucking scumbag. Everything that he has fucking done is a scumbag move, right?
Yeah.
To compare that to Thierry Henry, right? Regardless of what you think about him, you know, maybe you don't know French people. I don't know. But there's nothing wrong with Thierry Henry.
He's winding you up. No one is disagreeing with you.
No, he is. He's like that.
He just wants you to think like that.
That's his thing. He's like a little fucking goblin. He just gets in your mind. And the next thing you know, he's in your thoughts.
And then he's in your bed. He doesn't know.
Then he's in your bed and he's having sex with your wife and he's going, it's not me, it's Terry on me.
And then no one likes John. I know what you mean. I don't mind, like, if he plays for your club and he scores a goal, you cheer. But if it's all that, like, intelligent people on Twitter going, leader, legends, like, no, he's not. Just accept that he's a bad person who you're probably, you know, he did a good job for you. but like,
no, he just played a lot of games. A lot of people play a lot of games, mate. I played a lot of games for the Windsor Ospreys. They didn't do a fucking, you know, Lee Sharp probably still remembers me, but, you know.
Anyway, moving on from Chelsea, I think it was pretty embarrassing. And I think you'd never get Paul Scholes allowing that to happen because he'd have been mortified and he just wanted to get subbed off and go home. So I think it says a lot about, I understand why the fans and the club might want to do it, but a better person would go, no, no, don't be stupid. Either play me or don't. It's fine.
I tell you what, the only thing that really sucked about it was, we're there watching this fucking Terry goodbye. We all know where it should have been. All five Sky channels, Sky Sports 1, Sky Formula 1, what's it called? Sky F1 should have been, sorry.
Formula 1.
It should have been like, sorry guys, we're...
There's only one farewell.
We're cancelling this episode of Constant Formula 1. We're going to the Leicester Stadium, the Walkersville Megadrone.
The Walkersville really Megadrone, that's exactly it.
One. Yeah, you got to do it in the end.
To see.
There really is only one farewell that we're talking about.
Yeah, and yeah, let's
for
preach.
Any, well, let's do it now. There's only, you know, any gafferazzi, anyone that's listened to our podcast for any amount of time will know that Wallace is an absolute legend.
God rest his soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, he passed away. No, he didn't know that. He's left Leicester City.
He has.
That's it. He's gone. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was expecting sound effects then. Or something.
Just do it last. Do it one last time. Do it for us.
Okay. Right. Let's oh God. Oh God. It's genuinely emotional. For the last time, ladies and gentlemen, where is Wallace? Where's Wallace?
He's gone.
Oh no! Oh, that cut deep.
He's dead.
We will follow you. Please sign for someone, because we would. I'd love to pick him.
He just says thanks for a great farewell, and there's just a picture of him smiling.
Yeah, with his
and
big smile.
For me, it's that's tough. That's tough. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's tough.
Let's hope he signs.
Like, wait, we're out.
Gone.
Maybe.
So he's got comments on that, and good luck for the future. Farewell. Good luck. You're brilliant. All the best. And then someone just went # Wenger out.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Maybe he signs for like Brighton or someone.
Do you know what? I'm not sure if he's going to retire. We had a lot of questions about it on the old social media sections. A lot of people saying, is Wallace over? Is it the end of Wallace?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he'll go back to Anderlecht.
Maybe. Well, he's a big fan. Maybe go back as a coach or something.
He could go into modelling, or he could be on Sky F1 as a Formula One driver. He can do anything he wants, Ash.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's a special man.
He could be the
he's
fourth
a special
member
boy.
Of a popular football podcast.
Yeah, he could be. Oh, I'll tell you what.
I'd love that.
Welcome him with open arms.
I'd love
and
that.
An open arse. Please.
Oh wow, you really have had a drink, right? Elsewhere, obviously,
made the noise of my arse.
Man United beat Palace with some teenagers playing. A guy called Harrop scored, so that's Josh Harrop. He scored, which sounds
made
then,
up. And then Big Sam did commit seppuku on the pitch.
And then what?
Sam Allardyce killed himself.
I don't what.
Like contractually.
Who did? What are you saying?
Well. Allardyce now, is that what you're talking about? Allardyce?
Because quit. Chelsea, isn't he?
Oh, it's Palace.
Quit Chelsea! FPL expert Ash Kersworth, ladies and gentlemen, with all the stats. All the knowledge, all the stats.
I think I had audio drop
words.
Live from the Ipswich Velodrome. He's quit the Chelsea.
I had audio dropout and I thought, is Ash making a tasteless joke? Yeah, Sam Allardyce, which is bizarre, so bizarre, is now quit. I don't know if he's retired if he's looking for... Is he going to go to Leicester and work with Shakespeare again? I don't know.
Life.
Apparently he's not looking for him. Maybe that's just bullshit. But apparently he's not looking for another job.
And he's... anyone knows Sam, he's an honest fella.
Yeah,
that's true. But it would make sense, I guess. I couldn't see any other reason to leave the job other than you just giving up on...
Retiring from football. Well, yeah.
Everyone's saying that he's going for the Southampton job.
Really?
No, tell a lie. Sunderland.
No, he won't go back to Sunderland, surely.
He's going back in a lower division.
That's what a lot of people are saying on Twitter. What?
No, I don't think so, mate.
He did an alright job at Palace, didn't he?
He did a very good job. They were in all sorts of trouble when he went there.
Yeah.
Big time.
But the Southampton manager isn't too popular at the moment. Claudio, he's not doing a great job. And Peter Crouch scored on the last day of the season.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned him on last week's pod if he was starting, but I said it wasn't a guarantee if he starts, so it's a tricky one.
It was like the old farewell jobby, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, he might still play for them, I don't know. The other eye who scored for Swansea with Llorente, who's been banging form in the last few weeks, to be fair. And you said you might bring him in, Tom.
Didn't need to take any risks, mate.
No, you didn't, did you, mate? And then City banged in 5. Aguero gets 2. Jesus gets 1. He's going to be tremendous next season. I think he's a must-have next season.
Yeah, Jesus. Because there's a lot of talk about Aguero going.
Yeah,
there's a lot of talk about a lot of top players going. You know, being an Arsenal fan, there's a lot of fucking talk about
you need Sanchez a top player first, Ozil. Mate.
A lot of, oh, hello, look at this guy. But there's a lot of talk about Ozil going, and Arsenal fans who don't really know, like there's my mate at work always goes, oh, Ozil. Oh, wouldn't want to see him going. I go, mate, he's an absolute fucking dog shit.
Fish eye lesbian.
He really is. He's just got no fucking fish eye lesbian. Goggle eyed. And he's got no fucking heart about him. You don't want a player like that in.
What you need is someone with a lot of heart. You need somebody, who isn't foreign, has got a lot of heart, and is a big lion.
Yeah.
Terry, he's available on a free transfer.
John Terry is available on a free transfer.
Yeah, sums up everything you love.
We're talking about me as a footballer. Because that was me. That was literally me. Solid.
I know.
Just there in the centre. Bang. I will tell Alicia I panicked though, but that's it. I'm going to cut the ball out and then just bang. To the left, to the right, to the left. There. Solid.
Sure.
Simple as that.
Go on. But yeah, so that was the season as was really. But yeah, those are the last day results. But we should have a look at the league then, because that's what they're all playing for.
It's the final top 10, mate. It's for a long time.
Yeah, it's the final top 10.
A lot of people have been trying to get into the top 10.
So this is it.
Saying, I've nearly got into your top 50. I've nearly got into your top 100. I've nearly done this, nearly done that. Let's see who did get into our actual top 10.
Because let's be honest, you get a mention on this, nearly doesn't mean shit. You're either in the top 10 or you're famous and we mention you and that's it.
Do you know what? That's very true. Someone mentioned it. He said, the only way I'm ever getting a mention on your podcast is if I get into your top 10 and you take the mick out of my name or I star in Lord of the Rings. And I can't remember who it was that messaged us that. But I was like, that's very true. Yeah.
It's very true. You've got to have your own television show or be a famous film star or get in our top 10. And given how competitive our league is, I think you might as well brush us on your goblin talk, mate, because we're going to need it. So top 10. In 10th place, he's been there and thereabouts all season. He's scored 108 points. It's Francisco Fernandez in 10th place. Well done, Francisco. In 9th place, it's Rio Mori 11 with Ji Ming Tan in 9th. In 8th place,
I just feel like I need to be like doing a little bit for
all of them. No, it's fine. Why not? Go with it. It's the last episode. Most people have switched off by now already, and it's part one. In 8th place is Matthew Greco, Banana Nose Maldonado.
What? Wait. No, stop.
Come on.
I think we should still start top 10 again.
Why? What's wrong? We're only at 8.
It's fine.
We're going to carry on. In 7th place, it's Abdullah Al Mamun. No, we're just leaving that one there. We're just leaving that one there. In 6th place, it's King Dingaling, Kevin and the Kings.
It's bloody Kevers, isn't it?
We don't like him too much. He joined late.
Oh, do you know what, right? Little stat for Kev there. My mum and dad never listened to the podcast, but they listened last week. And my mum texted me and went, you're a little bit harsh on Kev.
Really?
First time she's ever listened. I think she listened after we won the award and that was it. And she went, I've just listened. You were a bit harsh on that bloke, Kev. Tell him that mum says hello. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Did you explain to her what he did though?
No.
No.
I didn't explain about all the children that he's
Yeah, that's it. You didn't explain his hard drive. But no, King Dingaling in 6th. In 5th place, lovely fella, and we won't say a bad word about him. It's Mitch Maynard, BTSTU. Well done,
Mitch.
Son of a Mitch. It was. That was the one you were meant to do, I think. But anyway. 4th place, back on the horse, Paul Marshman. That was somber. That was really somber.
Jesus. Tom has an arm flashback.
In 3rd place, it was Dara Harkin, Pruner's postman.
Harkin Warven! Is that better?
Yeah, why not? In 2nd place, it's Darren Anthony Hoy, King Ings Mings.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All day long.
And then in 1st place, winner of the Gaffer Tapes League.
What are you fucking talking
It must
talking
be a name
about?
That we all know because obviously everyone.
It's gotta be.
Everyone,
it's gotta be.
Everyone gets
it's gotta be a name that it's gotta be a name that we've read out for the last 38 weeks.
I bet he's
Simple
come
as
up.
That. Simple as that.
I bet he's come up loads of times in the Manager of the Month. As he will know.
Big time.
He will know we do every
definitely,
month.
Definitely. Go on.
So in first place. Team
it's
name.
A name that I recognise. Go on.
The team name is G-Force All-Stars. Maybe he changed it because you can change your team name.
Yeah,
you can change
might
your
done.
Team name. Which means the manager, the winner of the Gaffer Tapes League, is Mervyn Glasgow.
You fucking what? Mervyn?
Mervyn. Fucking Mervyn Glasgow. Yeah.
Fucking Mervyn. Are you fucking joking?
Glasgow?
Fucking Mervyn. Glasgow. Yeah.
He only actually scored 78, so he didn't have a great final week, but he obviously came in late.
Right, so he did come in late, and I can tell you why. It's because our lovely friend Ryan at Fantasy Yarmar, he trolled us, essentially. He trolled us and sabotaged our league, because he is, I am assuming, the number one in the Fantasy Yarmar's league.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he kept saying to me, wait. And I knew he was sabotaging something. He kept saying, you just wait until the final day of the season. And then bang, he just drops this little fucking sausage into our league. And he ends up winning it.
But then he bought us some nice gifts. He got us some nice mugs and stuff.
He did buy us some lovely gifts, yeah. He bought us all a mug.
So what you're saying is, you guys have been paid off to let Mervyn King into the...
Mervyn King? not his name. Definitely not even close to his name.
So that's the head of the Bank of England, isn't it?
Mervyn King is the head of the Bank of England.
I think so.
Is that a thing?
I think so.
Hold on. Can we investigate that, please?
Yeah, no, Mervyn King. I remember Mervyn King, the darts player.
Can we Google Mervyn King just quickly?
He was the governor of the Bank of England,
he
Mervyn
was
King.
The governor of the Bank of England. Okay, we'll let that slide and carry on with what you're saying. Go on.
I don't know.
Right, so... Yeah, G-Force All-Stars, Mervyn Glasgow,
is Mervyn King's secret sausage team.
But either way,
he's not very
And it's fair and square, you know, everyone got the choice to join the league up until right into the end. So, I mean, we did get trolled by Fantasy Yarmar.
But do you know what?
Right at the end.
Mervyn goes straight into the league for next year, so he can compete again next year.
And that's the main thing.
And
yeah.
Darren Anthony Hoy, if you live in the UK, #*, get in touch with us.
We'll get in touch with us because we'll give you a...
recording of us abusing
because
you.
Fair play to King Mings, you've been there for the old fucking thing. And Darren Harkin messaged us, and I completely forgot to say, a couple of weeks ago, Darren Harkin said... If I win your league, I will send you a new jingle for your emails, because we don't have an email jingle. So he's like, I'll send you an email jingle.
Wow.
Well, they should both get in touch and we'll work something out for you. So give us your address and we promise not to send anything horrible.
Congrats to all the boys. Like, there's a lot of boys there.
And girls,
you know, Mitch Maynard and mate. No, it's not girls.
We don't have to decide now.
Go on.
Throw it out there. Should next season, if you can do it next season.
Go on.
Should we stop people entering on week 36?
Right. They'll just join on week 35.
We had, we had about 2 emails and about 18 tweets saying you need to stop them entering in January.
I think it should be just before the double game week.
I feel like it's an off-air conversation.
No, I mean just like to have a discussion about it. We don't have to decide now.
We promised we'll schedule in a discussion. Do it. Get on your diet.
We'll do a discussion. That's the one.
Tom, where did we finish?
Right, mate. This is the main thing. This is what I've been most excited about. I'm not going to lie to you. Right. So,
do we have to do this?
Yeah, of course we do. This is part of the fucking podcast. Right?
Literally, no one gets. So, I know what you're going to say.
We're doing our positions now.
I know what you're going to say. The most important thing.
Ever touch me again. Go on.
It's the biggest thing in radio history.
Yep.
Davis versus Davis.
We're not doing that yet.
We finished that.
Segment two.
That's done.
Segment two.
No,
the quiz.
Done. Okay.
No.
So, out of the three of us.
Is it the outtake?
All I'm going to say is he's taken stick for 3 years. He's been ridiculed. He's been spat at. They gave him a Chinese burn.
He speaks in the third person.
Yeah, he was given an Oriental burn. I give him a black man's pinch. You probably can't say that. He was given an African-American pinch. And they ridiculed him. And who finished top? It's Bloody Tom. Big old Sea Dog, big old Tommy H. Thomas Holmes, born 19th of March 1986. He finished on 2,054 points. He was 564th in the Gaffer Tapes League. 11 click wanker. Now that doesn't sound great. That doesn't sound great. But Craig, 679th, 2,001 points. 13 click wanker, a couple of clicks behind me, and then fucking FPL Ashburgers, FPL Ham Sandwich, oh Ashburgers Ash.
Oh my god, you're getting drunker.
We are quite drunk.
We?
727th, 1,972 points.
Sorry, how many?
1,972 points. 14 click wanker. Ash. That is such a fucking poor show.
I took a year
FPO
off.
FPO expert.
But I took a year off playing.
Mate, I funded you for it by about...
But you were the
100 points.
You did really well, Tom. Congratulations.
No, see, I'm not having that. I'm not having this. What? I'm not having this, right? Mate, I run a fantasy football podcast that has hundreds of thousands of listeners. And I'm not having you... talking to me like that.
Congratulations.
I know. I can't legitimately beat you and then you go, yeah, no, you're doing well. It's legitimate beat. What? It's legitimate beat.
I'm just saying, it's beat.
I'm not having that. No, you did really Craig, well patronising. It's beat.
Alright then, you didn't do very well.
I'm just gonna shout out the word beat until
right.
Someone...
I think I'm gonna call time on this part because You're very drunk, Tom, and I think you need to calm down.
Exactly.
But sorry.
You've done so well all season.
Right. Can we just do the little last bit of admin? Domi Mons, 566, 2,053 points, 11 click wanker. I beat Domi Mons by 1 point. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life, innit?
Domi Mons finished. He was.
Dom.
Going into the last week, he was top of his little personal. You know, mini league with his buddies.
Life.
He went finally went top of it, and then the person who was second had Harry Kane.
Oh,
he got wrecked.
Really?
And I beat him as well. Bugger. So
yeah.
He got Dom done by Kane. That is amazing.
Oh, if he had Kane, he would have beaten you as well.
Unlucky brother.
All right, we'll make sure you beat Tom next year.
For the final time for the 2016/17 season, we will say it's Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. It's Tom Davis from Murder in Successville. Still 1,026. Again, I don't think he's touched his team. 20 click wanker. Tom Davis not from Murder in Successville. 593rd.
Cheers, Tom, not from Murder in Successville.
Yeah, 11 click wanker.
Yeah,
not bad.
Wrecking the other Tom. You could have taken a dive.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not that bad. So, but yeah, that's all of the league positions done for a whole year. And hopefully Tom won't be as aggressive next year if he wins.
Do you know what? I'm furious.
I know you're furious,
I think,
mate.
What do you need to do? Seriously, what do you need to do?
Well, you won. You don't need to do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then where's my bragging rights, though? When you boys brag, I just go, oh, yeah, no, fair play.
But that's exactly what I just did.
When you
exactly. When I won, I didn't say anything.
No, but you always call me like the bloody, you know, like retard or like.
What are you talking about?
You've offended so many groups of people in just half an hour of podcasting.
Can you say retard? Right.
Oh, we're going to go away and have it out. In part two, we're going to go through your final tweets, emails, and Facebook questions of the season. And then in part three, there's no bloody fixtures to look forward to, but we have got some other interesting info for you. So all that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Ash and Tom. We still got questions from you. The season's over, but you still managed to ask us questions, which is great. Starting with Facebook with the jingle you all now know and love from Jimmy Jammy, Jimmy Jammy. Go for it, Tom.
Now it's time to reply to the Facebook deserves. Whatever's. 2 months, gaffers. 2 months. What am I going to do? Talk to her? Honestly.
Amazing. The new version from Jimmy, Jimmy, Jammy Joe there saying about our 2 months away, but we promise there will be content.
It's the end of season.
It is the end of season, but we will be, our Gafferazzi, the Patreon members, are going to get some exclusive content over the summer to keep you happy. So not worry, not. And we come back in pre-season anyway, don't we? So it's all right. We don't just leave it to the first week. We give you all our tips, like telling you what Rolando Aarons to pick and all those kind of bits of gems that you can't get anywhere else.
I'll tell you what, if you only listen pre-season, you only hear about Rolando Aarons.
That's true.
If there's anyone that listens and doesn't listen during the 38 weeks of the season, and they only listen during the little break. Rolando Aarons, surely, he's the greatest footballer of all time. Yeah.
People just listen to the first couple of weeks, get their team, get Rolando Aarons in early.
And that's it.
Then just mud drop.
The thing is, Rolando Aarons is going to be in
the game.
FPL game next year.
This is
that's the biggest thing ever. He's the new Wellers.
This is fast becoming like the Oliver Reed appearance on Parkinson that time. Let's look for a Facebook question. What have we got? Question from Max Perkins said, what music do you lot listen to? I don't think anyone's asked that before.
I don't think anyone has.
No.
We all went to the same gig, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, we went again to see Jamie T, didn't we?
We did. Ash didn't know who he was, really,
though. October. Yeah. I don't know who Ash thought Jamie T was, but me and Craig love Jamie T. That we one of the things we bonded about when we first met about 5 years ago. But then we were like, oh yeah, do you like Jamie T? And Ash was like, yeah, I love Jamie T. And then we got to the gig and we were like off our nut. And Ash was going, I don't know any of these songs. I'm thinking, you were like Justin Timberlake?
I didn't really like his new album, so I didn't know any of the songs.
Is that what it was?
To be fair, I didn't know any of the new album. But we tweeted that we were going there, and someone tweeted us back to try and offer us drugs. I remember that.
I was bang up for drugs. I was like, I was going, like, it was like a drug for a little bit.
I hope
my missus doesn't listen. No, yeah, it was like a little joke for a little bit, but I was going like, no, but seriously, like, I'm looking over the balcony, throw the drugs up. I was going, throw drugs up. And he was like that, like down there, like laughing. I was going, no, I'm waving. Throw the drugs up.
Just to clarify, for legal reasons,
give me some drugs, please.
We did not buy any drugs that night, nor did we at any
no,
point.
No, I didn't buy any drugs.
We should tell.
Zero drugs.
What kind of music do you actually like, Craig?
I'm kind of out of touch now. I think, you know, when you reach a certain point, you stop listening to the radio. So I've done that. Mm. So I kind of like... I like Frank Turner. I like a lot of, like, I listen to quite a lot of 90s stuff still, to be honest. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, that's really good. So a lot of, like, they all, I put it this way.
I can't tell if he's being serious or joking.
No, they're real people.
Nathaniel
Rateliff and the Night Sweats, they're a great band, yeah.
So, what kind of genre of music is it?
That's kind of folky, but rocky. Like, I quite like any, they have to have a guitar, basically, for me to like it, really.
The thing is, joke is really on you, Craig, because if you said, I like Nirvana, we'd go, yeah. But if you went and then made up a band like Thin Whistles and the Sausage Pipes, we'd go, yeah, that's normal. So it really is joke is on you, because it's like, I can completely understand Craig listening to Thin Whistle and the Sausage Pipe.
I think Craig could come up with a better imaginary band name than that.
Come up with a better name than Thin Whistle and the Sausage Pipes right now.
Susan, Big Susan. I don't know. I haven't got one.
Rubbish.
I don't know. That's a very good one. I think that's quite a good one.
You're a bloody idiot.
Johnny Popples and the Dog Walkers.
Yeah, average at best.
I haven't got one. What about you, Ash? What do you listen to? Soundtracks, mainly.
Yeah. Just like goblins or something.
Just goblins. Oh, there is a band called Trollfest. Oh, really good.
You are fucking shitting me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seen in public with you again.
You'd have to listen to the music with him in public. And also, you listen to E17.
Occasionally.
Yeah. So that's
have you ever seen the film Troll Hunter?
Yeah. Have amazing film. Yeah.
The soundtrack to that is by Cavell Attack. They're really good.
There you go.
Okay. Troll metal.
It's probably one of the areas we differ most.
Troll metal. Did you say troll metal?
Yeah.
Troll metal is not a thing.
Yeah,
surely that's not a thing. Yeah. Just for me. Yeah. Jamie T, Arctic Monkeys, and The Streets.
So just those three exclusively.
Three man band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he likes a fight uptown afterwards. But yeah. Well, that's the pick of our Facebook questions this week. So we should crack on. We got a bit of controversy, Tom, last week. You told me because we didn't do a certain jingle.
Oh, we forgot to do the most famous jingle and the longest standing jingle on the award-winning Gaffer Tates podcast. It's Tweets for My Tweet. Tweets for My Tweet!
Who's asking? I can't remember the thing.
Incorrect.
What is it?
Oh, it's kind of donut. It's just kind of Vic Reeves stuff.
Really. We got a tweet from Mohammed Al-Kazi, boys. Yeah. Blast from the past.
Yeah.
He said... great pod. Excellent work, guys. Don't have chance to interact a lot this season, but always listening. Keep up the good work. And that's essentially
that's
just
very nice. And also, everyone should know, Mohammed...
That's the kind of hard-hitting question we want.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was a lovely tweet, and Tom stumbled over it, but everyone should know that Mohammed's tweet was written perfectly. Tom was just slurring his speech and struggled to actually
say
it.
Did I stumble over that? Fucking hell. Struggling. Really struggling.
What else have we
I'm
got?
I'm going to wake up tomorrow just crushed with fear my shoddy performance. We got one, we got a lovely tweet from Dan. My name is Dan. He said, okay, I want to know, would you rather always be naked, but also hairless, or always be clothed, but covered in long hair, like an orangutan?
That's a good question.
Cracking question,
philosophical,
Dan. Love that, Dan.
I don't know.
Probably just like wearing clothes and that.
It depends. If I could stay at home and be naked and still earn money, then yeah, why not?
if I could stay at home, be naked, and still get money, yeah.
But no, they'd be clothed with the orangutan hair and just hope someone's into that.
Yeah.
I think
that'd be quite nice. I'd like to see you making money at home naked, Craig. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, I didn't mean that.
I
meant a normal job. Like
no,
you could...
I'd love that. Don't crush my thoughts. Yeah, no, that's I'd love to be at home naked making money.
Okay, moving on quickly. What else?
We got many a tweet from Fantasy Yamar. He said, question... How does Ash Kernsworth's sobriety differ in this version of the normal recordings? So we were saying, like, we're all drinking. It's going to be like a drunken podcast. Beep, beep, beep. And obviously, I drive usually.
Not tonight.
To the studio,
just to
so I don't drink. Not tonight. He's not doing that tonight. And Craig doesn't usually drink, but Ash always has a couple of martinis, doesn't he? A couple of little fucking... You know,
Ash is a drinking. He's very innovative. So normally,
he's a drinker.
But he normally hides the ice cream.
He's a drinker.
I think there's a thing about when you're drinking. I've got a theory, as I do with everything.
Here we go.
Right,
this will be good.
How drunk you are is only relative to other people.
Yeah,
like you can't drink too much unless if someone else has. So you just have to not be the most drunk person.
That's very true.
So normally I feel quite drunk because no one else drinks. Well, it's really weird because I've drunk a little bit today and I feel really, really sober. So
is that why?
You can work out
is
why.
Is that why when the three of us went out for a drink with Dom and I was by far the most drunk person probably in the world? Like not even out of the four of us, just in the world. And then I was like really depressed for days and days. I was like, I've ruined my chance to be best friends with Dominic Monaghan.
Well, there's a little window into Tom's life.
Yeah, it's terrible. And I've got a son as well. It's awful.
I literally just spat my drink back out.
You did. Right, let's do some Twitter questions.
Well, we got a tweet from and I'm pretty sure he did it because he wants to get his jingle again. He tweeted us lots. We got a tweet from King Chip, the "I'm the king of the Chippers war." That one. The Gaffers VIP, him. He said, What are each of your actual jobs? I feel you've devoted so much time talking about football and not about the men behind the tapes. That's because we haven't got much to say, Chipper, to be honest with you.
Well, I did my job the other day.
You did. You said your quiz last week that you were the facilities manager. Is that right?
Well, Craig is like TV producer. Ash is some kind of like behind scenes goblin kind of guy.
Tom's an
dev.
Ash is an app developer, right?
Yeah, Dev.
No, I'm a goblin.
That's the word, isn't it? Dev. Is that what you're saying? Dev.
It's not what I am. Developer. Yeah, that is the thing.
Developer.
Yeah, why not?
Is it short for disabled? Yeah. And then Big T Dog, just hero. I was saying,
right, Tom is, right, this is factually correct, right? I'm an app developer. Craig is a TV producer and Tom is a door-to-door radiator salesman.
That is almost true. I should point out, by the way, just for my own career, I'm an assistant producer. I'm not a TV producer because on the off chance one listens.
Yeah, so you're so modest.
And he claims I'm Craig. A TV producer. I'm absolutely not a TV producer. But yeah, I work in TV production. Yeah. On shows that no one really watches normally.
But yeah. Does your job involve producing TV shows?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And so casting people.
Like what a TV producer does.
Yeah, but I'm not a TV producer. It's like going in the army and claiming you're a major when you're a captain. They don't like that shit. I'm not. I'm not in the army either, by the way, just before any military people start sending me threats, any of those things. But no, I put people on telly, so it's not as interesting as it sounds. But anyway, good question, King of the Chipper. Do we have any other ones we want to do last before we move on to emails?
Mike A.
Yeah.
At Mike_Jetski.
Jetski, yeah.
Oh, Jetski. He said, "What do you lot do on Spurs Day?"
Does that mean I don't get it?
I don't know. I hate him. I just hate him.
That reminds me of, do you remember when we first died? We don't seem to get it anymore. Where we'd tweet out saying, has anybody got any fantasy football questions? And we'd get loads in. Like, they would all be like, what do you think about the Patriots' new running back?
Yeah, we used to get loads of American football ones.
But we used to try and answer them as well. That was
funny. We'd reply saying like,
listen
to the podcast.
Bobby Sausage needs to like lose some weight or something.
We would always say, listen to the podcast and we'll make sure we reply. And then we probably ruined them. Like, we lost them like $300 on DraftKings. We'd go, pick Robinson. He's a lock. And just let it go, yeah.
Oh, DraftKings. Talking about DraftKings.
Were we?
Guy from DraftKings was on the... No, well, slightly. He was on the podcast we did the other day, wasn't it, Ash? Did you mention that?
I don't think he was the guy from DraftKings.
Oh, wow. So that's similar.
Probably just
played me. So, Ash, the other day, we did a podcast with Asmir Begovic.
Mr. Bid.
Yeah. AKA. Chelsea goalkeeper.
Yep.
So,
correct.
He was a great FPL pick back in the day at Stoke.
He was amazing. He was amazing. He scored a fucking goal. I said this on the podcast.
Hopefully you didn't say that.
I was like,
but yeah.
I didn't use the F word. No. But yeah, he was amazing. Yeah, he scored a goal. Remember the goal we scored?
Wasn't it a goal kick?
No. So it was 13 seconds into the game. It got played back. So we were playing for Stoke at the time. They took the kick off. It went back to him and just hoofed it up the pitch. Bang. Over the keeper's head. Bish, bash, bosh. You're looking at about 14 FPL points. Simple as that.
Give or take a sausage. He's got a podcast where he speaks to different really high level. Like each week, it's like, it'll be somebody who's like a trainer and somebody who's won an Olympic gold medal. And each week he's like a sports nut. So he does like sailing. And then quite often it's like, it'll be like NFL or it's like real American sports, like a baseball one. There was a cycling one recently and it'll be like the top experts. And then, so we were on it, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
And talking about, laid down the expert knowledge.
We did. We smashed it and he was a lovely bloke. I made a joke that just completely fell flat.
I did realise.
Just the flattest joke ever. It was a bloody good joke, but it just fell flat. And I don't think they'll keep it in.
And you can hear that joke. You can hear that joke when it comes out. Do we know when it's coming out?
Yeah. 9th of June.
July 3rd.
We got there between us.
No, July. Not June. July.
Either way,
July,
it's called A Season of Sports, isn't
anyway. Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, yeah, and he's amazing. He's like the nicest bloke. And big news, bang, 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 breaking news, he will be coming on as a guest on the Gaffer Days Fantasy Football Podcast.
Maybe.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
He said, when we got there,
he said,
he said, I've listened to your show. I really love it. It's really funny. Congratulations on winning the award. And we're like, oh, thanks, thanks. And we may have neglected to congratulating him on winning the premiership 3 days earlier. Yeah.
Oh. And he said you're the one who like didn't think that West Ham would beat Tottenham. So we actually listened to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but there you go. But have a listen to that. It'll be good. Obviously the guys are on there. I couldn't go sadly, but the guys are on there. You know, and as Tom always points out,
you weren't allowed, mate. The Hans, you weren't invited.
I had to stand outside. On a lead. I was tied to a bollard outside. And I couldn't.
We said, we're sending Craig, and Begovic was like, no, we want experts.
Yeah, Begovic was having none of it.
Yeah.
He really wasn't happy. But there's some tweets. We'll go, we've got a couple of emails as well, actually, that we should read. We got one from, Elliot Levy.
We were recording.
Elliot Levy. What did you say?
He said, I forgot we were recording.
Honestly, I'm so drunk.
We got Elliot, we didn't forget, if it helps. Elliot Levy emailed us. He said, gents, here we are, end of another exciting year. And our end of year extravaganza for our mini league was a blast. And he sent us a photo. They clearly went for it. They got a trophy and everything. He says, I have one actual question, which might be different to the who are you tipping for next year, which I'm sure you'll get 7,300 tweets about. Which player surprised you this year? All the best. Have a great summer from AFC Newfinrock. Thanks, Elliot. He's a great listener. He's been around.
I'm going to say to you now, Josh King.
Yeah, it has to be Josh King. I think he's the standout player. 16 league goals this season. It's kind of been overlooked. He's had the season this year that Dele Alli had last year, and he's been tremendous. Yeah. I think it's got to be him or Tom Heaton, who's been the best performing goalkeeper for Burnley, which is like, it's pretty incredible.
Oh yeah,
yeah, big time.
I think they're the best.
There hasn't really been anybody. None of the big stars, I don't think, have performed really well.
Not many of them have been totally. Obviously, it's still been worth it to have Sanchez, and it's still been worth it to have Hazard and the Chelsea back three, you know, of the Aspilicueta, Cahill. Marcus Alonso's been a great player. But in terms of like actual standouts, no one really grabbed the ball by the horns up front like Vardy did last year.
Oh, I tell you, somebody actually who probably has been really overlooked and I thought would have done quite well, and I guess people retrospectively would say it, Ibrahimovic. He's done really well.
Yeah, very.
And people before he signed, people would have really
idiot.
People would have said that he's not going to do well.
I did. I said it on the pod. I wrote him off. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people expected him to do as well as he did.
No, I don't think anyone. I think everyone thought, really well. Everyone thought it was a lot of marketing hype. He was always a good player, but I didn't expect him to. He kept them where they are now in the league to even be it or anywhere is due to him. His early 4 or 5 months. So
yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that's a good shout. But I think Heaton and King were particular standouts, and you can expect their value to rocket next year. But yeah, and King never got above 20-odd% picked. He kind of got overlooked the whole season. I never really understood. Why. But yes,
we got another email. Sorry,
go on, do it,
Ash.
From Johnny Worthington.
Go.
He says, "Yo, I just want to say a big thank you for what's been a great season of podcasting.
Thank Cheers. You."
Good lad. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Every minute of the last 38 weeks.
Lovely guy.
I felt I'm not just listening to you guys, but I'm part of the podcast itself, which is an amazing feeling. Have a great break, and I look forward to season 4 of the Gaffer Tapes. Love, King of the Patrons, Johnny Worthington.
He really is, Johnny Worthers. Johnny Worthers, lovely.
Yeah.
Worthers, yeah, he is King of the Patron.
Yeah.
And if you want to donate to Patreon, go to patreon.com/thegaffertapes.
Yeah,
get involved.
Some people
get some exclusive content.
Some people did say, we mention it quite a lot, but we never actually, we did the first couple of adverts, we never mentioned what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Right.
So if you don't know, Patreon's a bit like a sort of Kickstarter thing where you can sort of sponsor the show. Go to patreon.com/
Quite simple. Patreon, patreon.com/thegaffertapes.
And then you can just pick how much you want to support us by.
Yeah.
Loads.
And there's different things.
And then, similar as that.
Yeah, some of the rewards there you'll get. There'll be content, obviously. We're going to be uploading audio content. We've released one audio podcast for them. We're going to do pre-season. There's going to be a transfer special in January that no one else will get. And also, when we get the details of our first live podcast plan next season, where we're going to be doing a ticketed event, Patreon subscribers will also get free ticket for them and a friend for that at a certain level. So there's lots of cool stuff that you can get on there. And we should shout out, we've had lots of great emails throughout the season from Nicholas Burnley Hall. We've had stuff from Bloomed, we've had stuff from Jimmy Pyle, we've had stuff from some great people over the season. So so do email us.
It wasn't
info@thegaffertapes.com.
It wasn't that long ago we didn't even have an email address.
No, that's very true.
We only started doing it a little while ago and started asking for them, and then people started sending them in and voice clips.
Voice clips have gone mental.
And
it's just
great.
It's just voice clips from the Orlando boy. Go fuck these cowards.
They would love you right now. You'd fit us in with them right now.
Yeah, I'm so drunk. I'm as drunk now on a Wednesday afternoon as they are on a Monday morning. Same as that.
I'm
fucking pissing my fucking Cheerios, homie. Fuck these cowards.
You're as drunk as they are. Monday morning driving to work.
Big time.
The fact that you think it's a Wednesday afternoon says a lot about how drunk you are.
But, is it?
that's pretty much all of our tweets and emails and stuff. We have got some voice bits, I think. Are we going to be sticking them in afterwards, Ash? Possibly.
Yes.
We've got something, haven't we? We're going to be going in there. In part three, we're going to be giving you a bit more details of what's coming up for us next season in the summer. And also, I'm going to be doing a little preview of what's to come next year, because guess what, homies? Ooh. I'm the quiz wizard. They are a-changing, and we're going to do a little bit in Ash.
Rainbow.
I reckon, Ash, you've got a chance of going 1-0 up. So all that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hello, gaffers. This is Ryan here with FantasyArmada.com. Just disclaimer, that was not actually the Gaffer Tapes theme tune. That was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from the Hyperstone heist in the 90s. Sounds familiar, not the same. Guys, just wanted to say a huge congratulations for another successful season. I think it's one that will live long in the memory, I guess, most notably for the official name change from the Gaffer Tapes to the award-winning the Gaffer Tapes. In addition, Tom had a kid, I think. I don't think he mentioned it. But, you know, congratulations. Well done, genuinely. Great season for you guys. You know, as I look ahead to the evening and, I guess, the frivolities that will ensue with the alcohol intake this evening, I'm looking at our man of the people, Mr. Thomas, with a pint in his hand. I'm guessing Ash is some sort of fruit-based cocktail, perhaps with a dash of Lilt. And, Craig, I'm not sure what you drink, buddy, but... you know, I'm pretty certain it's not going to be an avocado latte. Congrats also, I guess, to Big Murr from Belfast. Belfast boy did good winning the Gaffer Tapes League. And on a more serious note, I guess, you know, genuinely thanks very much to Craig for writing the preview for our site for another season. It's been phenomenal as usual. Listen, guys, it's been a pleasure, and, you know, the Gafferazzi will only continue to grow and is genuinely a testament to your own success. Guys, enjoy the off-season. Have a break, put your feet up, do whatever the hell you need to do. Looking forward to next year already. Up the Gaffers.
Hello, welcome back to the final part of the final episode of the season of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. No fixtures to preview here, but we will say last game of the season obviously caused a few changes at the top of the league, of your league, our league, everyone. And Ash actually watched the games come in with a few listeners. Is that right?
I did. I should have actually arranged it ahead of time.
Sure.
Quite good. But bear in mind, I barely arranged it at all. Some listeners came down. It was awesome. We met at the Maple Leaf, where we normally do.
Yeah.
So normally we have an FA Cup special.
Yeah.
But this year, we did the final game of the season. It was awesome. All the games coming in at the same time.
I guess the thing is, the FA Cup doesn't matter. And it took us a couple of years to realise no one cares about it.
Yeah. And whereas this was really good. It was actually really cool. So there was like Joseph was there, Chateaubriand.
Yeah.
Mike, Taylor, it was really good. And then the watching the games and the goals, there was, because it's the last day of the season, obviously there was like goals flying left, right and centre. Then we got to watch the Chelsea debacle. We were desperately waiting for Wenger Cam.
Yeah.
We were trying to see if Arsenal TV would come out. It was really good.
And did anyone there who was sat there have Kane?
I don't think anybody did.
Oh, because
there was definitely no mega cheering.
That would have been good, wouldn't it? And I think also, if you can think next year, we're going to toy around with a draft league. That last day of the season could be very, very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really good. Thanks. Actually, all season, I've met quite a few people who listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Oscar P came down with his wife. And a load of the Gafferazzi we met a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Thanks for everybody. It's been really, really good.
Yeah, definitely. More of that next year. And, you know, we mentioned it in the previous part a little bit, but the plan is in the early season to have a Gaffer Tapes live. So it's going to be at a venue, a ticketed event. We're going to do a live show. So the podcast is going to be live. We're going to do Q&A with the you guys actually there in the audience asking the questions. You're going to be involved in a quiz at the end. It's all going to be live.
Yes.
Tom might do some stand-up, bust some stand-up out for you, I'm sure.
Big time. I'm going to warm them up.
So you're going to get... So it's going to be...
So fucking warm.
It's going to be a lot...
It'll be too warm.
It'll be too... If anything,
you have to put a fucking... A coat on or saying afterwards.
No, that
would be too warm.
No, they wouldn't put a coat on if they were too warm, Tom.
No.
We had to get Brian in to the studio because everyone was too hot.
No, I get it. You know, one of them silver coats that they wear when they do a marathon. And that.
Yeah, that's it.
Like a tin foil coat.
Yeah.
Have some tin foil, please, because daddy gone, give you the heat. I was saying, that'd be like my. Is that it?
So, to paraphrase, Tom's going to do some stand up, which he is actually very good at. He's not when he's
really
sober. And then we'll do a live 1 hour podcast show where, like I say, there'll be a live Q&A. You guys will be involved in the quiz at the end, and it'll be a Gaffer Tapes extravaganza. It'll be a ticketed event. Patreon subscribers, if you're at a certain level, will get free tickets. The rest of you, obviously, will make it nice and cheap and cheerful. And we'll go out for a drink afterwards, and it'll be nice and fun. So,
big time.
Keep an eye on the Twitter, the website for that, because as soon as the fixture is announced, we're going to announce the Gaffer Tapes live for the very first time in our fourth season. I think it's going to be awesome, and tickets will sell out fast. If people are coming to meet us at a pub to watch Ash watch football, it's like Gogglebox. They'll do anything. So,
Goblin Box.
He still does it. He still got it. Even at this state. And also during the summer, we obviously will do a couple of Patreon exclusives and the pre-season pods that you guys always get, where we just talk transfers and talk that sort of stuff. And lads, next season, I am in charge of the quiz. I'm the quiz wizard.
Oh, can't wait, mate.
So would you like a little preview game now? It's just three questions, just to see the kind of thing that you're in for next series.
Yeah.
Genuinely didn't even know this was happening.
I'm going to put a bold statement.
Can you get me another drink?
No. Next year.
Yes.
I'm not one for bragging.
I didn't even know this.
Next year, I'm going to not only win the quiz, I'm going to win the league.
Oh. Oh, that's a big...
Out
of us three.
Yeah.
But it's that last time.
Yeah, not the whole thing.
An absolute fucking shithouse.
Right. Listen.
Go on.
It's my quiz. Let's do it. This is the quiz. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Guys, you know how you hate boring pundits?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
what about something else?
No, I got it wrong. Boring pundit. How about YouTube fun shit?
Oh, yes, please.
It's a callback, people. So, for those of you who didn't listen in Series 1 where I did the quiz, one of the quizzes that came up a lot was Boring Pundit, more like YouTube fun shit. I have looked up YouTube clips throughout the week of the week's football talking points and taken comments out of the comments section, and I think we can all get into the mind of what people who comment on YouTube are like. And Ash and Tom have to guess what the topical football story I'm talking about is. Okay.
This is the best podcast for, retrospectively, the best quiz for listening to it and thinking, that's really easy, but not saying out loud what your guess is. And then when we fuck it up, being like, oh, that was so easy.
That's very true. People got a lot of stick, didn't they? So I've only got the three of them because it's a little teaser. Do you want to do one each, or do you want to both? You should normally write them down, don't you? So
let's go both at the same time.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's just go at the same time, and whoever guesses it first. Next year will be one.
I'll write mine down. I'll write mine down. Tom can guess.
Good point, Ash. Okay, so here's the first one. This is the YouTube comment. Okay.
Yeah.
The comment is, what a joke. People who save lives don't get their dicks sucked off like this. Racist, cheating, big four-headed twat. Sunderland should never have agreed to this farce. Very easy, that one.
Yeah.
That's very easy.
It's the bit where we congratulated Tom on winning the league. We should never have done it.
So I'm sure Ash has got it. Tom, do you know what it is?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, this is going to be next season. It's going to be fucking delicious.
So what a joke.
It's going to be a parade.
What a joke. People who save lives don't get their dicks sucked off like this. Sunderland should never have agreed to this farce. Tom?
I'm thinking next season, Tom.
Sunderland sucked off. I'm just going to say two words. Jermaine Defoe.
Okay, you say those words. Ash, what do you think it is?
I'm just saying two words. Go on.
John Terry.
It is John Terry getting subbed off in the 26th minute. Yes.
Oh, God, I'm so drunk.
So that's 1-0 to Ash. The second question, this was a comment. I'll give you two in a sec, just because one of them amuses me. The first one is, he's a born winner, and he could demolish a Rustler burger still in its packet, which I think is very funny.
I like that.
And then the second one, comment underneath it was, not all heroes wear caps. They misspelt capes, and I just thought it was quite funny. yeah. So he's a born winner, and he could demolish a Rustler burger while it's still in its packet. That's a tough one. This is a tough one. But it's a football talking point. It's not necessarily something to happen fantasy football. It's a football headline from the week.
Last day.
Tom, what do you reckon?
I'm going to say Gary Cahill.
Okay, Gary Cahill, who was big in the news this week just for being Gary Cahill. And Ash?
Go on. I've gone for a real one.
He doesn't even... Do you know what?
It's a hard one.
I'm
going to
punch him in the face.
It's a hard one.
You don't even... You're fucking aggressive.
Ash, what do you think it is?
I've got nothing about it.
So I've gone for a real long shot that is Wallace.
No, it's actually Big Sam leaving Crystal Palace. So it was, that's a very difficult one. This one's more about a team. So you need to guess which team it is.
Go on.
You're a crock pot of shit. You'll do what you do every year, and that's eat shit. Only shit fans celebrate shit seasons are winning shit all. Your new kit looks lovely though. So that was one about a team on the last day of the season.
I have Everton. For what?
You've got what?
Everton.
Okay, Ash, what are you...
Landlord.
Ash, what are you going for? Oh, they obviously played...
Liverpool?
It is Liverpool.
Look at that.
It is Liverpool.
Right. Is it Liverpool?
Yeah, it is Liverpool.
Fucking shit. Because obviously
they finished in the top four, but they wore their new kit. It was a very nice kit. So that's just one of the games I'll be playing. Ash, you win. You get the win.
1-0 up already. Early start. Bam. It's like I scored. My goalkeeper scored in the 16th second.
It is exactly like that.
Oh, brilliant.
That's about all we've got time for.
Ash is just going to go on.
I'd like to thank some people.
Yes, that's it.
Right. So thanks to all our Patreons. Padfall, Colin, Adam Race, James Godbold, Elliot Levy, Joe Bloom, Frederick, Dan Tiller, Carmen, Ian, Raphael, Oscar, Luke, Sam Porter, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Dave, Johnny, and also the winner of the league between us. The one, the only, Tommy Holmes. He finally did it.
Thanks,
after three seasons. Crushed us.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Well done, buddy. Right.
I feel like we should make a film out of it. Like, you know, like,
it's like the Rocky Season.
They made the Jamie Vardy film.
Yeah.
But I think they should make a film out of me. I think that... Me, should be played by probably like a young Danny Dyer.
I think this scene in the Jamie Vardy film was probably quite common for Jamie Vardy. Whatever they did to play this scene, we're chatting shit, but not getting banged.
I think that Meatloaf should be played, should play Ash, and Sue Perkins probably play Craig.
So you're Danny Dyer and I'm Meatloaf. Right,
yeah.
You can fuck right
Danny
off.
Dyer, Meatloaf and Sue Perkins.
Two out of three ain't bad. It's a gag. It's a Meatloaf gag. But yeah, no, we would like to say a massive thank you to everyone, really. Everyone who's listened, whether it be once or every single week, and who's tweeted us, emailed us, been involved, been in the league, which is thousands of you. Thank you very much. Second and third place, Darren and I can't remember who it was now. Please get in touch. We said earlier, get in touch with us. We'll have some goodies for you. And yeah, just thanks, really. Three seasons, it seems a bit mental. Cheers. But we've had a great time doing it. And it's because you guys listen. Because we used to do it to about 12 listeners when we first started. And we probably would have knocked it on the head if it carried on like that, but it hasn't. So thank you very much. Because it has been a lot of fun. So yeah, that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks very much. Lovely.
Thank you, Craig.
And there'll be a lot of content during the summer. Just check out the website.
Yeah.
Exactly. Check out the website. We're going to be doing that. And keep on the Twitter. So follow us at the Gaffer Tapes. Obviously, you can follow us individually as well. Mine is at Craig Hazel. Tom is at @the_Tom_Holmes. I thought I'd do it for you. And Ash, yours is at Gremzilla. Is that right? No, it's not.
No, nah. You're living in the bloody past. Yeah. Run. Ash Cansworth.
Yeah, so we'll have lots of content over there. We don't just disappear for the summer, obviously, and we'll keep up to date with any transfer rumours, hilarious gags, and some summer content. And if you've got any ideas of what kind of stuff you'd want on a pre-season podcast, get in touch with us, let us know, and we'll try and do that. But that's about it. Any final thoughts? Anyone want to say any other farewells?
No, just thanks very much to everyone.
No, thank you to you too. It's been good.
It has been good. Thanks, boys. Let's have a drink. Let's have a drink sometime. Let's have a drink sometime. Okay, have a lovely summer, everyone. So thank you very much. And goodbye.
And now time for another reading of the famous three. The children counted the days eagerly, and Tom marked one off the calendar each night. The week seemed a very long time in going, but at last Tuesday did come. Craig and Ash, who shared a room, woke up at about the same moment and stared out of the nearby window.
"It's a lovely day, hurrah!" cried Ash, leaping out of bed. "I don't know why, but it always seems very important that it should be sunny on the first day of a holiday. Let's wake Tom."
Tom slept in the next room. Ash ran in and shook him.
"Wake up, it's Tuesday, and the sun's shining."
Tom woke up with a jump and stared at Ash joyfully.
"It's come at last," he said. "I thought it never would. Oh, isn't it an exciting feeling to go away for an holiday?"
They started soon after breakfast. Their car was a big one, so it held them all very comfortably. Mother sat in the front with Daddy, and the three children sat behind, their feet on two suitcases. In the luggage place at the back of the car were all kinds of odds and ends, and one small trunk. Mother really thought they had remembered everything. Along the crowded London roads they went, slowly at first, and then, as they left the town behind more quickly, soon they were right into the open country, and the car sped along fast. The children sang songs to themselves, as they always did when they were happy.
"Are we picnicking soon?"
asked Tom, feeling hungry all of a sudden.
"Yes," said Mother, "but not yet. It's not only 11 o'clock. We shan't have lunch till 12:30, Tom." "Oh, gracious," said Tom. "I know I can't last out till then."
So his mother handed him some chocolate, and he and the boys munched happily, watching the hills, woods and fields as the car sped by. The picnic was lovely. They had it on top of a hill in a sloping field that looked down into the sunny valley. Tom didn't very much like a big brown cow who came up close and stared at him, but it went away when Daddy told it to. The children ate enormously, and Mother said that instead of having a tea picnic at 4:30, they would go and have the tea house somewhere, because they had eaten all the tea sandwiches as well as the lunch ones.
"What time should we be at Aunt Fanny's?"
asked Ash, finishing up the very last sandwich and wishing there were more.
"About 6 o'clock, with any luck," said Daddy. "Now, who wants to stretch the legs a bit? We've another long spell in car, you know."
The car seemed to eat up the miles as it paired along. Tea time came, and then the three children began to feel excited all over again.
"We must watch out for the sea," said Craig. "I can smell it somewhere near."
He was right. The car suddenly topped a hill, and there was the shining blue sea, calm and smooth in the evening sun. The three children gave a yell.
"There it is! Isn't it marvellous? Oh, I want to bathe this very minute."
"We shan't be more than 20 minutes now before at Kirin Bay," said Daddy. "We've made good time. You'll see the bay soon. It's quite a big one, with a funny sort of island at the entrance of the bay."
The children looked out for it as they drove along the coast. Then Ash gave a shout.
"There it is! That must be Kirin Bay. Look, Craig, isn't it lovely and blue? And look at the and look at the rocky little island guarding the entrance of the bay," said Craig. "I'd like to visit that."
"Well, I've no doubt you will," said Mother. "Now, let's look out for Fanny's house. It's called Kirin Cottage."
They soon came to it. It stood on the low cliff overlooking the bay, and was a very old house indeed. It wasn't really a cottage, but quite a big house, built of old white stone. Roses climbed over the front of it, and the garden was gay with flowers.
"Here's Kirin Cottage," said Daddy, and he stopped the car in front of it. "It's supposed to be about 300 years old now. Now, where's Quentin? Oh, hello, there's Fanny."
Join us again next time for another reading of the famous three. Become a patron now at patreon.com/thegaffertapes. That's patreon.com/thegaffertapes.